future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. With that in mind, I want to make a quick shout out to our video that we have just released today. The video is titled, What is Blockchain? It's part of an educational series that we're going to start releasing on every Monday of the month for 4 weeks. It's a four-part episode. You've got What is Blockchain? That's already out there. That's live. The best way to check that out is go to YouTube, youtube.com/ What is Blockchain? It's an awesome video. Brought to you by the guys at Blockchain Rookies here in London Town with Troy Norcross serving up and delivering like he does. So listen, here's what's been going down in the last 24 hours and what you need to know. So H&M Distributors to accept cryptocurrency payments. H&M Distributors Incorporate, a US-based wholesaler of lighting supplies, announced that it's decided to take and accept payments from its business clients using cryptocurrency. This will be done through a new partnership with crypto e-commerce platform Chimpion. They're going to be supporting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Diamond for some strange reason, Bitcoin Core, so BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Zcoin. I mean, listen, it's a move in the right direction. It spreads awareness, which is great. New vanity URL services by AutoPay. AutoPay, a Thai registered payment startup, has announced that its pay URL vanity URL service will be changed from @iomopay/username to the short and more memorable format of Atomic username. This vanity URL service is meant to allow users to quickly find how to pay with cryptocurrencies and allows merchants to request payments via text message, messaging app, social media, email, and even printed on business cards. I think that's great. I think it's one step closer for overall adoption. We saw a huge rally over the weekend with regards to the market cap as a whole, over 20%. This is on the back of large trading volume from Asia. We've been seeing volumes increasing from that part of the world for the last couple of days dramatically, which is a great thing to see. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. We have a very special episode in store. We have What is Blockchain? I've taken out the audio. Now, obviously, it's not as good as the video because you don't see Troy's beautiful face in the audio on the podcast. But what you are going to do is you're going to learn a lot about what is blockchain. Maybe you had a few questions regarding how it works. Maybe you had some questions to really solidify the idea of blockchain and how it could be of value to you or your business. Or maybe this is something brand new and you're a new listener. Welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast, 15 minutes of crypto fame. And welcome and enjoy the content. What is blockchain? This has had a lot of thought put into it, a lot of love, a lot of energy. We hope you find some value out of it. And for our listeners who are very up to speed with what blockchain is, we have some great episodes coming out as well. That's a little bit more in-depth and technical, so stay tuned for that. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. You know it makes sense. It gives us all a big smile here at SVK Crypto. So with that in mind, let's jump in and hear from the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Troy Norcross.
Today, we're going to talk about an easy-to-understand explanation as to what is blockchain. It's one that you'll be able to remember. But I have to admit, it's one that most purists are going to hate. So exactly what is blockchain? I like to describe it as an Excel sheet. Most people have used an Excel sheet at one point in time or another. When we talk about transactions in the blockchain, think about it as a row in the Excel sheet. In every row in the Excel sheet, there are a number of different fields. There's a transaction ID, a time and date stamp, the wallet from, the wallet to, and the amount of Bitcoin that are being transferred. And that's a row in the Excel sheet, it's an entry in the ledger, and it's an entry in the blockchain. The second thing we should do is put a group of rows together. And a group of rows together we refer to as a block. A group of transactions on the blockchain is indeed one block. In Excel, there's an interesting concept called protected cells. Protected cells are password protected, meaning that I can see them, but I can no longer edit or change them unless I have the right password. In the blockchain, they use protected cells and they call them immutable or unchangeable cells. And immutable cells are locked with cryptography in the blockchain. When I get ready to put together a whole new block of transactions, before I password protect the second block, I include the password from the first block, thus creating a chain of blocks. On the blockchain, every group of transactions includes a password from the previous block of transactions, again, linking those blocks together and creating a chain. In blockchain core principles, we talk about immutability. This locking of cells with passwords makes them immutable, makes them unchangeable. The second thing I want to talk about with the Excel sheet is who has the ability to add new transactions and to create these new blocks. In the blockchain, those people are called miners, and they run a whole bunch of different computers called mining rigs. And the mining process, when we talk about mining Bitcoin, what we're really talking about are adding new transactions into the blockchain. And there are two parts to that. The first part is you have to verify and validate every transaction. And second, you have to put it into a block and password protect the block. So this is the process of mining and adding new things. Because of the fact that there are thousands of individual mining rigs, we are now talking about the fact that it is a decentralized point. It's not a central one miner, not one computer doing the work. There's a whole lot of computers. It is a decentralized group of computers who verify and validate transactions and add them to the blockchain. Now, I'm going to take my little Excel sheet and I'm going to spread it across thousands and thousands of people. And now everyone has an identical copy of the Excel sheet. And because they have an identical copy of the Excel sheet, everyone knows what the true version is. If someone's individual copy of the Excel sheet gets changed, either because they had a data corruption or because they were a really good hacker and they broke the cryptography on their one copy, then their copy doesn't align with and doesn't match the thousands and thousands of other copies. And because of that, we all know that those copies should be excluded. All of these different people work together, and when they work together, they reach what we call consensus on what is the correct version of the Excel sheet, or they reach consensus as what is the correct version of the blockchain and whether or not transactions are indeed verified and validated. So that ability to distribute across thousands and thousands of people is another core principle of blockchain. The next thing I want to talk about is, what do you put into an Excel sheet? Now, normally you put into really simple kind of equations and really simple information, really simple numbers and text. But what you wouldn't put into a blockchain is like 9 terabytes of data. In the event you had 9 terabytes of video from Game of Thrones, technically you could put that into an Excel sheet, but you wouldn't. And even if you did, to distribute that Excel sheet to thousands and thousands of people with 9 terabytes of data in it just doesn't make any sense. So if it doesn't make sense to put it into an Excel sheet, it probably doesn't make any sense to put it onto a blockchain. Similarly, if you're talking about an ad network, and when I say an ad network, I'm talking about banner ads on websites, you might have hundreds of thousands of individual banner ad impressions and the data associated with those. That's way too much data to put into an Excel sheet. You would never do that. In the same way, it's way too much data to put into a blockchain. You wouldn't do that either. What you would do is put in a summary of the information and put that into the blockchain. And that's where it starts to make sense. The last parallel as to what is a blockchain compared to an Excel sheet is when we talk about macros. Macros are small pieces of code, and they run on the contents of the Excel sheet, little programs. In blockchain speak, some blockchains, not all blockchains, have the ability to run something called smart contracts. And smart contracts are small pieces of code, small programs that run on the contents of the blockchain. Now, as I said at the beginning, the purists will absolutely hate this description because I've glossed over a whole lot of different things, but hopefully you'll understand. A blockchain really is as simple as an Excel sheet with groups of rows called blocks that are password protected, where new entries are added by miners who add new entries to the Excel sheet, and the Excel sheet is spread around and distributed across thousands and thousands of people. This has been Blockchain Essentials and what is blockchain? Thanks for watching.
Listen, I think Troy did an amazing job there. So big shout out to the guys at Blockchain Rookies. And of course, we're going to have more content like this coming out on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't already, subscribe. It's www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. That's going to take you there. Subscribe so you don't miss any. And of course, if you're checking the video out, give us some love, give us a like, share your thoughts in the comment section as well. So myself and the team have a super busy day tomorrow. We're speaking at London Blockchain Week. We're on a panel at 11:50, so 10 minutes to midday. Super pumped about that. I'm going to be speaking on venture capital and our view on blockchain as venture capitalists and what's going on. And there's going to be some other great panelists there as well. So I'm going to bring to you some live audio from that tomorrow, which I'm super pumped about. We also are going to Manchester University in the evening to speak to a lot of students there about blockchain. Really excited to do that as well. That's going to be an evening event. We've got back-to-back meetings all day. Super pumped about that as well. So listen, man, we're rocking and rolling this side. We've just come off the back of a large corporate retreat at Stoke Park, and we did that as a company with our strategy and our vision for 2019. We've got a lot to make happen. We've got a lot to do, and the challenge is big, but we always love a big challenge here at SVK Crypto. So bring it on. Let's go. With that in mind, listen, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, you know it makes sense. Let's go. And you, of course, follow us on all of our socials, Twitter at @SVK_crypto, Telegram, SVK space crowd. And you can also email myself if you have any questions at cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.